is our last hour, and we're here talking with the pilots. They have the knowledge, and we're talking about, you know, how they feel. You know, they had not really gone through the whole forensic of the case of 9/11, but I mean, we're just taking the logic of, you know, what we have seen. And we're talking about this here, and I have a question to both of you. What's the situation with 9/11? Okay, they talked about Shankfield. They talked about the World Trade Center Tower 1 and 2. They also talked about the situation that happened down there in the Pentagon. But no one talked about the flight that crashed, landed. Not, I think it was maybe 2 months later in Far Rockaway, New York, in Queens. And they said it wasn't an act of terrorism or anything. It just was in the press for a minute and disappeared. Do you think that flight was tied into some other type of terrorist event or just an incident or accident?
Deanne Ross Amer, first of all, I would rather talk about a subject that Dan and I could speak with certainty,
okay,
which was the hijacking of our pension. But the American Airlines crash, the Airbus crash in Far Rockaway, no one really has ever related that to any type of terrorism. It was a rudder that failed on that aircraft that caused the crash.
Okay, that's what I wanted to find out, because they never talked about it. It was there and just kind of vanished. But let's go to exactly that subject in regards to the hijacking of the pensions of United employees. Now, Ross, we talked about this, and you told me that Dan is very much of an expert of it, and I was wondering, I don't know which one of you two wanted to start off, but tell us how this happened, how it began.
I would refer that to Dan Hanley, who is the basically behind the what we call the whistleblowing pilots, United pilots, and he has more knowledge on this subject than most of us. So go ahead, Dan, please.
Yeah, Dan, I don't want to claim to be an expert on any of this. There are a couple of grassroots organizations out there. I kind of wound up the public spokesperson for a group called the Whistleblowing United Pilots Association, and even that name is somewhat of a misnomer, because it started out with a group of concerned, active, and retired pilots, and our stated goal was to help discover the truth and serve justice on possible white-collar federal criminality in the United bankruptcy case. And it has spread to all employee groups, not just at United Airlines, but at other airlines across the nation as well. And then recently, in September, another grassroots organization called the Committee for the Restoration of Pensions at United Airlines 2007, which I will henceforth refer to as the Committee for brevity, they recently uncovered a lot of evidence regarding the pension termination at United Airlines.
Well, we're going to stop for one minute, Dan, and we'll be right back.
Sure.
After this break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
RBN. You're explaining on the pension here. Well, let's get back to it. I'm not sure if we had Dan, I believe.
Yes. I was just talking about the Whistleblowing United Pilots Association and the committee. We're working in concert with one another as well as with other grassroots organizations across the states. And we're receiving, number one, evidence, and also we're in consultation with legal scholars and certain law firms. And also some non-mainstream media outlets. But one of the problems the committee has come up against, for the listeners that aren't familiar with the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, it's a quasi-governmental agency that more or less insures pensions for, say, a company going into bankruptcy such as United. And it is completely funded by the corporations, pouring money and no tax dollars goes into the PBGC. But the United pension total for all employee groups was worth roughly $6 billion. And the PBGC is almost insolvent. They presently have $23 billion in debt. And before the termination of the employee pensions at United, the PBGC was required to conduct an in-depth analysis per ERISA pension law of the pensions, the financial health of the employee pensions there. And the committee that I mentioned before, through the Freedom of Information Act, investigated this and found that no in-depth analysis of the pension was ever conducted. And then another controversial conflict of interest in the pension termination, which incidentally was the largest airline pension termination in history ever for an airline.
Mm-hmm.
4 days before the bankruptcy judge in Chicago approved the plan to terminate the pensions, President Bush appointed his friend Robert Gordon, a one-time Texaco oil executive who worked under United CEO Glenn Tilton at Texaco at one time, 4 days before the termination. He was appointed to represent employee interest in the pension termination. Okay, this is a questionable move. Never mind that no in-depth analysis of the financial health of the pension was conducted. But the real kicker is the $1.5 billion deal that United Airlines made with the PBGC. It's unprecedented. The PBGC agreed to assume a $6 billion, actually $5.5 billion pension debt, even though they're about to go sinker, for a $1.5 billion stake, equity stake in United Airlines, with a promise from United that even if United in the future returned to financial health, they would never be able to come back and request a restoration of employee pensions. Now, recently you may have read in the news that United intends to sell off assets. Bearers and Stearns has estimated these assets to be worth up to $20 billion. And the question arises, where was this all during the bankruptcy?
Now, if that is the case, that is new evidence. So can that not be brought forth?
Well, the Motley Fool website, a gentleman there has written three articles, and Plain Business, another website, has brought it out. But I promise you, both whistleblowers and the committee has attempted to contact every mainstream media outlet possible. We've gone to whistleblower.org, every whistleblower organization out there. No one's interested. With regard
to that kind of money and the impact it had on all of the United employees and their families, where these people had worked, put in hours, countless number of hours, to have a pension, and it was misapplied in the judicial system. And you have to use the words alleged, but the thing was, it was misapplied by Judge Leadoff. And Judge Leadoff was involved with another case with another gentleman that's in Illinois with something called, I think it's Alcola.
Oh, it's Michael Lynch and McCook Metals.
Right. And he, too, they took his personal assets and put it into a his corporate bankruptcy and allowed it in court. Same judge. And everybody's trying to get this guy removed and investigated. And what is this thing with this hands-off when there are allegations of possibility of criminal activity, you know, with these judges?
Well, I know Mr. Lynch personally, and I do realize that there have been allegations made, and he claims to possess evidence of what you just stated. Mm-hmm. But I also recognize that to remove a federal judge either requires an investigation by the FBI in coordination with the prosecutor's office or judicial impeachment.
But then again, they have something called canon rules that they're supposed to find, uphold, and that's supposed to be the standard of their office as being federal judges. And it seems as though that there's no one enforcing any of these things at all, these codes and laws that they have on the books, if there is something of allegations of mishandling cases. And, I mean, it's not just United. We talked about, the situation with, Michael Lynch, and there's a number of other cases that all show the same pattern. And the thing is, where do you go with that?
And let me tell you, I've written on behalf of whistleblowers to every level of law enforcement and government. I've the Attorney General, Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division, the FBI, Patrick Fitzgerald's office, FBI, Rob Grant in Chicago. On the judiciary side, it's Patrick Leahy at Senate level and Congressman Conyers at the House level. And already Congressman Waxman, whose government oversight committee would be involved with some of these organizations, have told us they're not going to investigate the matter. And then on the pension side, you've got Senator Kennedy on the Senate side and Congressman Miller on California. He represents, he's the chairman of the House Pension Committee. All of them have been written. All of them have been apprised that there does exist evidence that supports allegations as stated, and nobody has responded. What you have is a complete stonewall many, many times by many people. No one wants to address the issue. And I have to point this out. There's been many suicides by retirees. There's been nervous breakdowns. There's been substance abuse, bankruptcies, family breakups, and nobody seems to care.
And Deanne, we're not only talking about pensions of just a few airline pilots. This is much bigger issue, as Dan would also discuss. We're talking about pensions of just about everybody in this country. It's going to be involving teachers, policemen, firemen, every aspect of the working class in this country. Their pensions are in jeopardy, and United Airlines was just the tip of the iceberg. It was an experiment.
Million Americans covered by 30,000 defined benefit pension plans in this country. 40 million Americans, they're at risk. Okay.
Now, I want to tell you something, folks, too, and something I was doing back there in the 70s. I was working as the actuary in many companies. I was doing this on the side. After I was working at United States Gypsum, I started out in accounting. And what they would do is they had this spreadsheet report they would put out to figure out exactly when somebody would reach retirement. They would look at the aspect of health, if they smoked cigarettes, if they drank, if they had problems with their family. They kept track of everything. And what they would do is when they got very close to them getting to get their pensions or retirement, they would either fire them or put them in a situation that they would not be able to get their pension money. And then I was seeing a thing, too, where these companies were taking money and it was supposed to go into pensions, and they were using it for something else to pay. They said they would pay it back later. And then it was gotten to the point that it was fearful that they wouldn't have the money when these people retired. So then they started playing this bankruptcy game and reforming under different names. They would go from one name to the next and reform these companies under these different levels of bankruptcy rule. And that was going on back in the 70s. And that's how it got to where it is currently. And see, the thing is that if people see these things, you know, again, if you report them from being inside, there's nowhere you can take it to, because a lot of accountants were being murdered. There were a lot of people that were in the accounting area that were doing things to these big corporations, and they were being snuffed away.
Right.
So, you know, this is the pattern. The beginning happens, and then you have this quagmire now that you have now a level of politicians who are paid with a tax dollar. You have a level of these other folks out here that have knowledge of all these billions and trillions of dollars. And it actually, you can't, you know, if you go back all the way to the timeline where this stuff began up to now, it's more than the billion they're talking about. It's billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, all across the board from all these companies. We'll be right back after we get out to this station announcement.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back. And we have a caller, Dave, in, I think, Arizona. Dave, are you there?
Yes, Deanne, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I don't have a whole lot of experience with the retirement thing, other than to tell you, I am a previous whistleblower. I blew the whistle against the nuclear industry. I was a senior quality and safety analyst for Kaiser Engineers in California.
Uh-huh.
And we were constructing a nuclear plant in Cincinnati, Ohio, right outside Cincinnati, Ohio. And, I can tell you that I really feel sorry for the folks that are trying to blow the whistle, because it really does no good. No one should blow the whistle. Everybody should go and keep their information to themselves. Having said that, there's not a whole lot you can do when you have a corrupt justice system. And we do have one. We have one that is not just dysfunctional. It's operating the way it's designed to operate.
Now, you know, there's one thing you're saying here, and I want to let the public understand where you're coming from. And a lot of people say, well, you should blow the whistle, and you need to tell this and that and the other. Well, the thing is, the whistleblowers out here now are just whistleblowing at this point to try to keep people abreast of what's going on, because, again, you know, it affects all of us. But secondly, as soon as we do that, we're at risk for our life.
You have to understand, and I went through this personal experience, nobody gives a damn.
I agree. That's how I got ran off.
You need to protect the evidence that you've got. The first thing you do when you go public as a whistleblower is you tell everybody else what you know. And that's the last thing you need to do, because they're never going to tell you anything.
Well,
so you put all your information out there, and they've got you. What you need to do is you need to operate as a unit trying to get in a court venue to attack it. What happened to me is I had to testify before Congress, okay,
mm-hmm.
about, and it was I went to Washington, D.C., and I swore testimony that the nuclear plant was not being built properly. Guess what happened when I got back to the Cincinnati where I lived? I was fired. Nobody gave a damn. And it would not have been closed on that unless I kept up going. And I hadn't given them all the information I had. When they were testifying in Congress, they lied. And I had the documentation that showed they was lying. That's the only way I could beat them, because they thought they knew everything I was going to say, and I didn't. I didn't say it. And that's why I'm saying, do not blow the whistle. Do not go public. You keep that information until you go into a situation where you've got discovery. And when you get the discovery, that's when you need to tell them what you want. And it'll be based on what you know. Until then, you absolutely say as little as possible about the details, who the people are, because if you don't protect them, they're gone. It's like sending a guy out there and you don't have a weapon. And there's a bunch of guys standing there with machine guns. So what I'm saying is you can fight them, but don't fight them as a classic whistleblower. You go out there and get on TV or tell this congressman that or tell these people that. That will never work. Trust me, it will never work.
I was only fortunate
that I kept a lot of the information from the testimony that I gave. They didn't ask the questions, so I didn't offer the information. When I got back to Cincinnati and got fired, I had the documents that showed exactly what they was doing. When I got a lawyer from California, that's when we brought up during our discovery process what we needed to do. And that's the only time you do that, because you never, it's like playing cards and holding your cards up in front of you. Okay, I'll tell you, you'll lose every time.
Well, let me stop you there, and let's hear from our panel. Who wants to jump on this?
I would like to, because on a personal basis, I was a whistleblower at United Airlines and tried to speak out, and I don't want to get into the details there, but basically I was run off the property, and subsequent to that, I filed an FAA, a Federal Aviation Administration whistleblower protection report, and that was stonewalled. And
yes.
I agree with the gentleman, because on a personal basis, I've been stonewalled so many times since 2003,
absolutely.
I've lost count. With regard to protecting the information, it's all been downloaded on many, many USB flash drive devices and distributed. Perchance things don't go my way. So select individuals.
Yeah, it's probably later than it needs to be as far as that. But I'm just saying, for any further situations you get into, do not ever give any information. When I got the orders for discovery in my case,
uh-huh.
Unless they asked specifically for every document, and they worded their discovery very general, any document, recording, verbal, written, with affecting this or that, then I had to present that to them in their discovery. But unless they asked for the exact document, then it just so turned up that I had documents that I wasn't supposed to have, and I sunk them. I sunk them right dead in the water. Because I had stuff that I hadn't given to them until we went into court. And that's the reason I say that. I'm not saying don't try and fight it. Just make sure when you start a fight, you start it as fairly as you can.
Right.
I'd like to get off of that situation, because I do feel sorry for you folks, and I know exactly what you're going through. I lost a career. When I blew the whistle.
So did I.
I absolutely got nothing
out
of it.
Well, see, this is the whole thing, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. If you can hold on for just a minute, Dave, we'll be back after this break.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, we're back. And we're here, and we're talking with our guest and my co-host, John Alastasis, and we're talking about the twisted into the subject of what happens to whistleblowers out here, and it's a tyranny that nobody wants to go through. You see something, you recognize what it is, and you know that it not only affects you, but everyone out there. And because you have morals and codes, and you feel that other people have morals and codes, and you see people losing everything that they have based on something that someone's done, are getting ready to do, you go out there and you do the right thing. Allegedly, they, you know, tell you to call the police or go to law enforcement or go to your Congress, go to your senator, and then you start hearing buzzwords like, we don't handle that. You have to contact this guy and that guy, and you keep calling this guy and that guy up, and you start loading up with papers. I mean, I know you guys had zillions of papers. I was marching documents over, too, you know, back and forth to these U.S. attorneys' offices and senators' offices and congressmen's offices and everybody that supposedly is, you know, on the food chain of handling things under our tax dollar. And then when you do that, that's when it starts circulating. And it is the word that everybody knows here. It's called underlying clout someone has inside. You're going off there after the big boys, and you think the big boys don't have people inside. So when you start talking about them or ratting out the system, then the system comes down on you like a ton of bricks. next thing you know, like Dave said, you know, you end up without your job. Now, they have whistleblowing laws on the books saying that, you know, you're protected from losing your job, and you have the union saying they protect you and stuff. But it seems clearly that when you get into these things, your union dues go for little or nothing, and nobody can do anything to maintain anything. And then the next thing you know, you start losing money in your house, and then people start setting you up. And, you know, you don't even realize in the beginning. You just think, you know, it's just a coincidence. But when those coincidences happen more and more, and you start losing more and more money, and then nobody will hire you because they blackball you. And I've been on the other side of that. I've heard people call up personnel and make comments about people and block them from getting hired because they did something. So the thing is that this goes on out there. And then the thing that's in your face that makes you even more mad, especially right now on this day, they have just put a whole lot of money together that's supposed to back these whistleblowing so-called acts they have in the government. And I'm going to let the panel here talk about it. You know, they got this Whistleblower Act. Has it helped you any in regards to this at all, Dan?
In 2002, Congress passed and Bush signed into law the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002. It was sponsored by Senator Carl Levin from Michigan. And if you might have remembered, there was one woman at Enron that spilled the beans on everything.
Yeah.
And this law is actually supposed to protect whistleblowers and anyone else, provide witness protection. And in October, mid-October, again on behalf of the Whistleblowing Pilots Association, letters were written both to the Security and Exchange Commission chairman, Christopher Cox, and Senator Levin, wherein I declared myself a federal whistleblower, and I submitted an affidavit signed and sworn and notarized, and to date, like I said, it's been mid-October, I received a letter from the senior counsel at the Security and Exchange Commission thanking me for my views, even though I submitted an affidavit, and she said she had passed it on to the appropriate department, and there's a specific woman in Senator Levin's office I've left voicemail for several times. She's the cognizant person there that's responsible for handling whistleblower cases, but I haven't received a response. So in the interim, I'm setting out declaring myself a whistleblower, and I'm not being afforded any protection, nor are other witnesses whose lives could be at stake given evidence at hand, so it's somewhat of a precarious position to be in. And it does, you're right, it does get you annoyed when these laws are passed and you've told everybody that there exists this evidence and no one wants to even look at it.
No, and then the thing is that not only after they pass this, and see, I got to the point, you know, and I think you reach a point at one point of this game, because it becomes a game, you have to look over your back for everything. I mean, every single thing, because you have now put yourself in the presence of the big boys, and they have to put you in an example. So they will have little things that they will do, and they become bigger things. And it's not only blocking off money, they will set you up. I've been working with this thing with this $5,000 worth of counterfeit money, the orders they put in my bank account. And it's been going on for, God, like 4 or 5 years, and U.S. Attorney won't investigate it, and Treasury Department won't, and no one will touch it because the fact that they put it in there themselves.
Right.
And they did it because they wanted me to pull it out. If I pulled it out of the bank, then I wouldn't be talking to you on the phone right now.
Right.
I wouldn't be here.
But I've been forewarned.
This is what they do. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that they put the whistleblower money thing out there. And by the way, folks get money off of that, because then they start these organizations up that are supposed to be there for whistleblowers to get protected by. And you go there, and they don't have no lawyers. And they don't have anyone that is able to do anything to protect you under those acts. Now, am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're exactly
correct.
You're absolutely
right.
Because under these organizations. And they don't even want to touch it.
You talk to them. You call them up. Mm-hmm. They have lawyers on there that work inside. They have all the legislation and laws. They have people there that are media people. They get all types of government funding. And the one case that was being carried by them for a minute was Sybil Evans. And then that went nowhere. And then the other people out there, because she set an example, her stuff got gagged up. And then after that, nothing happened with anyone. But these organizations still get their money, right. And they still say that they're there, and they tell people to call up. And it's, all it is, I think, is, it's kind of like Schindler's List. They just got us listed there, so when, this thing gets to a heightened level, they can just come and pack us up and put us somewhere.
Well, the whistleblowing organization and the committee I mentioned, part of the organization is comprised of a telescoping email system. When emails go out or come back in, it's reaching a large number of people. So all the correspondence I just mentioned has gone out to a huge number of people. It isn't when I say I wrote letters, my name was on the bottom of the letters, but it was on the behest of a large number of people covering all these issues that we were just talking about here. So, if I wind up in a rather difficult situation sometime in the future, it's going to be obvious to...
Hanging from the ceiling.
Well, that's one
shooting
possibility.
Shooting yourself 16 times with shotgun.
Well, I've already said it, and I'll go public with this. If it's made to look like suicide, it wasn't. If they say I died of natural causes, that's not true either. So there I said it.
Look into all of it.
Well, I've read all the stories, and I know what this is a...
It's
a challenging game.
And the thing
game
is that people, see, this is why this stuff happens, and this is the problem here. On twofold, we have elected officials that are supposed to represent us in government,
mm-hmm.
but once we vote them in, do we stand behind them and make sure that culprits and conspirators and rat finks, aren't behind them, and we kick them out and we let them know that, hey, we voted you in and we got your back, and we're not going to allow anybody to come in and compromise you. We don't do that. We elect an official in, and then we leave him out there with his back door open, and mm-hmm. then the next thing, these culprits and vile things take them over. So then you just have another one that's in there with the food chain, and then you're the one that's going to be the one that's going to be hurt, because the thing is, the public needs to start backing folks. You need to back these people and stay at their back. You need to, whistleblowers need to be backed. They need to have the public understand, like what you're doing right now, Dan, is extremely important. Because, see, it not only affected, like you said earlier, the United workers, it also affects the people, like you said, the fire department, the police department, the folks out there that work in all these different corporations, every last one of them that have pensions. Because, see, the thing is, if you go, just take yourself one day, since it's Christmas time, and look around in Walmart, and see these seniors that are working in Walmart, and think of the fact that those seniors worked some big corporation or somewhere before, and that's the reason why they're at Walmart right now, because they now are past 65 or whatever, and they don't have no pension to stand by, and they have little Social Security, and they can't maintain home, food, clothing, and shelter. And then you have other people that have retired currently, and they can't get a job anywhere else, and they are trying to live with their wife and their kids, and all they have is their retirement to live on. They don't have it. It doesn't exist.
Right.
So all you did is work all your life for what? They used to tell people, oh, well, you put in half, we put in half. You put in 10 dollars, we put matching with funds. We do this and that and the other. That stuff, I don't know where it is. I'm looking for my pension from United States Gypsum, International Harvester. United States Gypsum doesn't even have record of my pension at all, and they've been looking for it the last 2-3 years. International Harvester don't know where it is. FMC Corporation. So I worked back there talking about going back to the 70s. So when you try to go collect or find something, it's not there. Think how you would feel. And then you have kids and you have health issues. You have different things. You don't have no pension, no retirement money, nothing. It's gone and vanished. So then, you know, again, people are coming up here telling you what's happening. So now, you know, you got the forerun to look at this and say to yourself, okay, if that's happening, maybe I better call up Dan, get rid of him and these other people, and maybe we all need to go march down to the senator's office that's paying with our tax dollars, being paid by our tax dollar, the money that you lose in your household is going to him, you know, in the Senate or the Congress or wherever, and just get behind him in droves and numbers with petitions and say, if you don't do this, then we're going to look to impeach you. Because, see, the only thing that can happen here is that you get rid of these varmints. Because, again, if you don't get rid of the varmints, then the corruption is going to be there. Because like Dave said, If you don't have a judicial system, a whistleblower is futile.
Right.
And if the judicial system is corrupt, you know, again, I worked in the judicial. I've been working out here since the 60s. And I've been working in some of the top for Fortune 100 companies out here. I'm being blackballed. And, you know, at one point I used to say, what the heck? But then I got to the point where I don't care anymore. Because, see, it got to the point that somebody has to be taking a stance. And we all are taking stances in different measures. I decided to come out here and do it through the media because we don't have a media no more.
I agree with that. It's corporate-owned and controlled in the mainstream media. I've proven that myself. And,
exactly.
And that's part of the problem. Even if you petition these politicians, it won't be covered in the news and nobody hears about it.
That's
isn't just with regard to pensions. This whole country, it's pathetic, the passivity, apathy, and despair that's set in on all these issues. People have given up. It isn't covered in the news. The politicians don't take care of it. Law enforcement doesn't become involved. And when people think that there's no way out of a situation, they roll up into this ball of despair and say, there's nothing I can do.
And they get suicidal, and this is why you have suicidal, homicide rates up, everything, because most problems begin with money.
Right.
We really need to go after these people that aren't doing their jobs in the judicial system and actually put them in jail. You can't just let them go and say, well, you did a bad job, we'll elect someone else. You throw their butt in jail because they violated their position. And it's just like myself. I've used up my retirement to try to survive, even though I have hardship, and I've compared to the UAL not having to pay tax on their retirement being used, and they don't recognize it for me because I'm a whistleblower. And so they want $220,000, and, you know, it's in the part of the game where they're attacking me from different avenues again. But yeah, if you take Enron, if you kind of compare it to a different avenue of they came for the gypsies first in Germany, and then they came for the other people, and then they finally came for the Jews. Well, first we started with Enron, then we went to the UAL, we went to the telephone communications people, and you name it, and all these retirements are being plucked off. And in fact, Enron was very publicized. They knew they stole $60 billion or so, and yet the Enron building, which should have been bankrupt and sold, is still being operated, I believe, by the CIA. It was never sold or anything. It was CIA front.
Well, as Dan mentioned earlier, we actually discovered almost $20 billion in the coffers of United Airlines while they were in bankruptcy. But at the end, Glenn Tilton ended up with $40 to $50 million in his pockets, where everybody's pensions just disappeared. And as Dan mentioned earlier, the most frustrating thing is that we have discovered at the highest level of justice almost incompetence and criminal injustice.
Allegedly.
It is criminal.
I can't put that word in
there. Purported.
Because they will sue. The judges are now getting to the point. See, they had a meeting with Senator Kennedy. I haven't really talked about him because, you know, my dad was involved with helping John Kennedy get elected. But the thing is that when I'm hearing stuff from people, allegedly, that Senator Ted Kennedy is behind a lot of legislation pushing to make sure that the judges are protected and making sure that the judges are not going to be upheld to any criminal activity or, you know, charges, then I have problems with that, again, because Senator Kennedy is supposed to be the champion of the people. And the Senator Conyers is supposed to be the champion of the people. And Senator Conyers is very, I mean, I'm sorry, Congressman, State Representative Conyers, is supposed to be a champion of the people. He sits on the Judicial Committee. Again, he knows what's going on. And what the heck, you know, kind of civil rights leaders are we talking about here? Now, I see the thing is, I say this openly, and I'll say it, and I'll say it to their face. Because, again, my dad helped them get elected. I remember when these guys worked at Pope Brothers, various other places in the cities across the United States. They were working in various areas trying to struggle. And then they became civil rights leaders, activists and things. And then they became senators. And where are they now? What is this? What are we looking at? So, again, you know, people will come up here and say whatever they want about me. I don't care.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We have another caller, John in Arkansas. John, sorry to have you on hold. I was trying to get some of these facts out. Please come up here and give us your take on this.
It'll take all night. but I can say this, gentlemen. Y'all work hard for y'all pension. all your life, and the people that are responsible for the loss of your pension is the one that's in charge of it. If it had been me, and this is only me, I would get a few of my buddies and some baseball bet, and we would demand the answers to the whereabouts of our partner. But that's just me. So, gentlemen, go to the people in charge of your money and demand answers. It's your money, not mine.
Well, we tried, all of us have tried to find out where this money is. And like I said, I'm still working with Gibson and International Harvester, which is now Navistar. And, you know, they said that, they used to maintain records, and they were supposed to have been in storage for years, and they don't keep them anymore, you know, since they now have rely on computers. So a lot of things were purged, and they don't know where it is. So, you know, that's one level of it. That's not even all the levels of what's going on with people's pensions and retirement funds. And before we get off the air, I wanted to, what were you going to say, John?
Let me cut you off real quick. I hope your guests are listening. Hey, if y'all march on their headquarters with some ropes and some nooses in your hand, they'll come up with some kind of way to get y'all money. Y'all ain't mad enough.
I know, but, yeah, well.
John, Dan and I are having a hard time walking in the streets with a target painted on our backs. Maybe that's
not money, not money.
But, you know, I wanted to also ask both you, Ross, and also you, Dan, to give out information here so people will know how to contact you and support. And by the way, Dan, I would love to have you back on because this is a long-running matter. And I also have been trying to get McCook folks on, too, because, again, you know, the same thing occurred with Judge Leadoff. And, you know, people need to know who these judges are, what they're doing, to make sure that it's in their face. So that
you better get their readouts out or you'll lose time here.
Okay. Dan, can you give information how people can?
Sure. My email address is Daniel Hanley, one word, H-A-N-L-E-Y, at bellsouth.net. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, we certainly would appreciate it. Like I say, I'm a one of the public spokespersons for the Whistleblowing United Pilots Association. So it's a long story how I wound up in this position, but there are many other people out there that we're working with. So,
well, I would like to talk to you again. I hope Ross gave you my number. I'd like to talk to you about something off the air. And Ross, can you give your information as well?
Yes, Deanne, anyone that would like to contact me, you could just Google Ross Amer, and all the information and contact will be there.
And the thing is that both of you, you know, are very important in this. I think we're coming up to the end of the program. Is that right, John?
That's it.
Yeah, so we will be back here next week, and please call me, Dan, if you can, tomorrow. Ross, I want to hear from you, too. And anyway, thank you, folks. We'll be back next week, again, with some more information here on Republic Broadcast. Peace
Thanks for having us on, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.